you're listening to Stateside, I'm Lester Graham. Many of the large philanthropies, the major foundations, invest big money and then they give it away, give away the earnings. But not all of them. Some start with big money and plan to give it all away in a fairly short period of time. Joining me now is Dave Eggener. He's the president and CEO of the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation. Let's start with a few basics here. For those who might not be familiar with him, tell us who Ralph C. Wilson Jr. was.
Sure. Mr. Wilson owned the Buffalo Bills and was a longtime businessman in Southeast Michigan. Actually ran the Bills out of the Detroit area while having them operate in Buffalo. But Mr. Wilson was invested in 10 industries, made quite a fortune before he invested in the Bills, and had been thinking about 20 years before his passing, what do I want my money to go for when I leave this mortal coil, shake off this mortal coil? And as a result, he ended up putting his resources after the sale of the Buffalo Bills into the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation.
So how much money are we talking about?
$1.2 billion approximately was transferred.
And how long do you have to get that money out the door?
Well, Mr. Wilson had two mandates only. The first mandate was spend it in 20 years. So the clock started ticking on January 1 of 2015. So we've got to be out of business by December 31 of 2035.
So how much money does that amount to each year? I mean, are you doling it out in even increments, or are there going to be some years that are more or less money?
Oh, Lester, it'd be too easy to give it out equally. Actually, we're going to be very opportunistic. So we're building a team. We've built systems. We're working to be very strategic. You know, I mentioned two mandates. His second mandate was naming four life trustees to figure out what to do with the funds. And he essentially said, I'm not telling you what to do. You all figure it out. So we will work strategically to get a little more educated on where we can have transformational impact, start to look at opportunities, and I suspect our giving will look like a bell-shaped curve. We'll ease into it, much bigger giving in the middle, and then as we exit in legacy, spend some time thinking about how that work lives beyond Mr. Wilson's foundation.
Now, this money is primarily being spent in Buffalo, New York, and Detroit, Michigan, right?
Correct. Western New York, Southeast Michigan.
Okay. So what kind of projects are a priority as it stands right now?
Four areas of interest: children and youth, young adults and working class families, caregivers, and healthy community, which we've defined by access and design, economic development, and nonprofit productivity. So pretty wide swatch. And as we get a little smarter, we'll start narrowing our focus in each of those areas of interest until we can find out where we can have the largest impact for the most dollars.
You're making it sound like spending $1 billion is a tough job.
It doesn't sound like it would be, right? Just give me a good idea. I'll write you a check. If only it were that easy. We want to be very strategic, make sure the programs all connect to one another, and frankly, that these are programs that are embraced in community, not just good ideas of the staff of the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation. So the community engagement part can be very time-consuming. It can take tremendous energy. Believe it or not, not everybody in community agrees on what ought to happen in those interest areas.
I bet. So both Detroit and Buffalo have seen better days. Because of your work with the Hudson Weber Foundation and the New Economy Initiative, you're familiar with Detroit. How are you approaching the two cities differently?
We're really not approaching them differently from the standpoint of granting and strategy. Both post-industrial cities, lots and lots of similarities. We've got staff that have come on board from both Buffalo and from Detroit. It's our thought that there's great exchanges intellectually that can happen between the two cities. So if there's anything different about our approach, it will be what can we learn from Buffalo and how can we bring those experts to Detroit and vice versa.
There are some fairly large foundations active in Detroit. I'm thinking of Kresge, Skillman, Ford. How will the Wilson Foundation fit into Detroit's philanthropic endeavors?
So we plan to be a partner. There have been many collaborative tables built, and we plan to sit at those tables, listen carefully, see where we can add value, as opposed to trying to dictate a direction with the group. There's great synergy when our work connects and when it is something that looks a little more serendipitous than just one group driving. So we have a good sense that once we all sit at the same table and find the connection of our common interest, we'll clearly know a pathway of how to best work with our partners.
There's been a fair bit of criticism of philanthropies lately. Among the criticisms is there's something of a hive mind as foundations invest in the latest trends or the same kind of community services. How true do you think that is?
I think it may be a little overstated, but I will also argue everything old is new again. In many respects, good grant making is good grant making. Due diligence, how to have the best impact, whether you want to call it social impact or look at program related investments or just grants into the marketplace, your method of getting there is very similar. What are the needs? Where are the gaps? How can we best fill it? I think that a lot of the criticism around philanthropy stems from one or two different phenomenon. One, philanthropy, as large as it is, particularly in Detroit, Detroit's blessed with a lot of good large-sized foundations, philanthropy is a very small part of charitable giving, and it's even a smaller part of social change when you look at public dollars. So anytime foundations get highlighted or spotlighted for having done an initiative or pushed an initiative, we have to consider that's usually a drop of water in a big bucket of activity and money. I think the second issue is sometimes the way foundations approach things, here's the latest data, here's what we know will work, moves forward without bringing community with them. And sometimes when you do that, criticism is just very easy to pile on. So we want to do our best to avoid that by building on the foundations already in those communities.
I want to ask you one final question, and I apologize in advance for it being a little vague. But what makes Detroit unique or challenging when you're trying to figure out where to put foundation money to work?
I don't think that's vague at all. I do, however, want to give you a vague answer. seriously, I think there's a couple of factors. One, like most Rust Belt cities, Detroit has defined itself by its deficits, not its assets. So we see the same thing happening in Buffalo and Rochester. It's easy to point to what doesn't work and forget about the rich assets that exist within the cities or around it. So the absolute unbelievable freshwater opportunities, the number of engineers in Detroit, the international border crossing, the three tier one research universities within 100 miles of each other, and that list goes on and on and on. And we don't tend to start from the assets. We start from the deficits. The problem with starting from a deficit is they usually try to come at the deficit with a solution as opposed to, so you're a solution trying to find a problem, as opposed to looking at those assets and finding gaps and filling within the gaps. And then to take that one step further, Lester, the other challenge in post-industrial cities is that a lot of populations were left behind, and you don't have the inflow of new talent coming in at the same proportion of cities on the coast. And as a result of that, you get into a very interesting situation of people feeling like new ideas are for the haves and very few are helping the have-nots. And it's hard to navigate that discussion unless you're on the street in community and looking from an asset standpoint.
That is Dave Eggener. He is the president and CEO of the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation. $1.2 billion the foundation will be giving over the next 20 years to Western New York and Southeast Michigan, trying to jumpstart and help and empower the people of those areas and trying to make change work for the areas. All right, thanks very much.
Thank you, Lester.